This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
Fresh off a yawn, Barry yawn. Rosenfeld.
I was please don't get to me yet.
I'll be honest, I feel like we've got a lot to talk about today with Million Dollar Listing LA, of course, and what might be one of the most iconic Beverly Hills episodes of all time, simply for the sheer roster of people that we got to see last night.
Yeah, those were some insane cameos. I was like, keep them coming.
Okay, Kyle Richards' house is obviously gorgeous, but when she does these all-out parties...
I know.
It's like so over the top in a way that is still so tasteful.
Well, Glenn, her party planner, has been on the show like since season one.
Okay, would you rather have your party planned by Glenn or Shishi Kevin Lee?
They're two very different vibes. So yeah. I feel like Kevin Lee would be more of like a wedding vibe. And Glenn does like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Glenn does like the backyard fun festivities.
So, also, I feel like Kevin Lee is very in line with the Lisa Vanderpump sensibility of everything is pink and flowers. And
yeah, and that's not me.
Yeah, I feel like I would like working with Glenn. Also, I feel like Glenn must be just a warrior party planner for working with Kyle all these years because you know she put him through it.
You know, it's very funny. Last night, I forgot that it was a theme. Like, I forgot that this was in place of her white party. Like, it was for the LA Children's Hospital. So, I forgot. So, at one point, I'm not kidding. I go, why is that? That's so weird. That's not like them to all show up, like, in black dresses. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's weird. Like, they never do that. But I was like, got it, Barry. Back. Get back on track.
Let's just talk about Beverly Hills first because we're already talking about Beverly Hills.
Let's do it.
What is a calendar? So we start this episode, very interestingly, we start the episode at Camille's house.
With the most dramatic door opening ever. So, hello.
Okay, I'll be on. So we have Kyle over at Camille's house. Camille reached out and was like, I want to make amends, whatever. I'll be honest, I kind of forgot that everyone was on bad terms with Camille at the end of last season.
They're always on bad terms with Camille. Like, always.
But I don't know, like, what part of my brain kind of blocked that out. But as we saw each person kind of encountering Camille this episode, I was like, oh, wait, Rinna doesn't really like her.
Right.
Dorit doesn't like her. Teddy doesn't like her. And so it's funny because I don't mind Camille being back in terms of my enjoyment for the show, but it doesn't really make sense when you think of the friend group.
Well, it makes sense because, like, it's what everyone's waiting for. Like, I'm sorry, last night was one of the best episodes because every old housewife was in the episode. Other than that, take it away. What happened? All the drama happened with the past housewives last night. Like, that's it.
I do really like, that's the nice thing, I think. It with Camille, it's like there's no real reason, if you were thinking about this in a real life context, there's no real reason that she would be coming back. But it's nice to have her back because it's some tension that is completely separate from the whole Denise and Aaron situation.
Right.
And so it's nice to have all of a sudden a reason for there to be, you know, a conflict that's not just continuing with the Denise and Aaron stuff that is, it's not, you know, there is still something there, but it's definitely getting old. But so
And then we have Denise and Rinna, who finally go to a, you know, one-on-one situation and kind of try to squash their beef, which I don't know if we really get any resolution of, but I think I'm glad that they did this, because I think part of the issue with Denise has been that she's only really filmed at group events, like parties and mm-hmm. whatnot so far this season. And she's made it clear that she doesn't really want to talk about the drama with Aaron and stuff in these group settings. But if that's the only time that you're filming with the women, you can't have it right. both ways. And right. so I was glad that she finally sat down with Lisa and actually at least made an effort to talk through things.
And it was very interesting that at that point, Rinna was talking about the show. She mentioned the show yes. like two or three times. And I was like, okay, this is taking a different turn but what Lisa Rinna was saying was true. Like, and I know everyone says it. You signed up for a reality show. Like, you got to talk about it. But like, however, like there are things that people like can and cannot talk about if they don't want to. Right. But like, if that literally is your storyline, then like, you got to talk about it, you know?
Right.
So and I thought that was very weird.
Exactly. And I do think there is something there that last season when Denise came on, it was just kind of, she got kind of an easy pass because Lisa Vanderpump was so much the central kind of villain last season.
Right.
But also because it was kind of exciting. It was like, ooh, Denise Richards is here. Like, she's getting married and she's talking about Charlie and like blah, 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 blah. Whereas this season, she's just, you know, one of the housewives. And so she kind of isn't getting treated with those like kid fun celebrity gloves anymore. And
her storyline took a turn.
I think she, I really like Denise, but I don't necessarily think she was prepared for a season as like a normal housewife who gets held accountable for stuff and called out and
right.
whatever.
So we are now at Kyle's party at her house, and we see, ready for this list? Camille, oh. She's back. We already saw her. Eileen, which by the way, that hair is working for her.
Adrian Malouf, Eileen.
And Paul. I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. We have Brandy Glanville. We have Kim Richards. We have Faye Resnick, which like at this point, just make her like a housewife. And the most iconic of all time, we have Miss Kris Jenner in Kris the Jenner, building.
Kris Jenner, AKA i.e. Kyle's friend.
Kyle's friend. Guys, this lineup. Oh,
I love Bravo's dedication to tying people that come on as somebody's friend. Like, they always do that with famous people that come on, but Kris Jenner just feels especially like we know.
She walked in the party and you can just tell like the energy change like that. She runs it like she ran it. But like, don't forget, she's friends with Faye Resnick. Like, she's friends with Dr. Nassif. I just call him Dr. Paul was sitting with her and Corey. Like, it was really funny. And then, of course, right. all the housewives sat in the front and like, because well, obviously and they were Kathy, filming.
I think yes. Kathy is good friends with yeah. Kris Jenner and Faye and all of that group. I would love to see, this will never happen, but I would love like an alternate universe Beverly Hills Housewives that's like Kris Jenner, Faye, Kathy Hilton, like that.
Like the whole, one tier above, the one tier like Kris above
Jenner,
women.
I would love to see a show that was Kris Jenner's group of friends. It will never happen, but you know, it's a little pipe dream of mine, and that's fine.
That yeah, but we can, manifest it.
I love that Kris Jenner, we saw her casually just throwing up her paddle for a $25,000 donation. I'm like, that's big dick energy. I appreciate it.
But then two seconds later, they go on a $5,000 donation and Lisa Rinna throws her paddle up. I was like, oh my God, that is so obviously generous and amazing, but it was so funny to show like 25 grand Kris Jenner, 5 grand. Lisa Rinna's like, woo.
It was also funny in this auction because this was filmed in the fall of last year. It was funny mm-hmm. to watch all these women bidding on things for 2020 that have definitely gotten canceled. They're like, the Kentucky Derby, the Masters, the you're going skiing. It's like, oh God, none of these trips are going to be able to happen.
I also love, though, showing up to the party, Erica, Rinna, and Eileen. Like, I love that trio so much. And I remember they had like a bond last season. Like they all went on each other's shows and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like, I kind of miss, it's so funny watching the dynamic of all the women because you don't know who works and who doesn't. Like Eileen, I think was a good add to the show, but got like old, you know, like she didn't have much going on.
I think Eileen had an energy where it was a really refreshing energy and she is such a likable person. And I think she had some moments where she kind of dipped her toes into the drama in an exciting way. But that when it comes down to it, she doesn't have the personality of someone who just loves being on Housewives. You know, it's not like Lisa Rinna or Brandi Glanville where they just live to stir shit up and could do this till the day they die.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Right. Speaking of Brandi, so I have a thought ready for this. Because I was like, okay, when I say that this show is teasing us, we interviewed Brandi what feels like last year. And remember, guys, like we interviewed Brandi like talking about the Denise drama, thinking it would happen within like the next 2 weeks. We've had over a month of the show. We've had a month like on pause and we still, it's not even remotely like in the near future. So here's my thought. They took this time, and this is just my, you know, imagination. They took this time out to do time off from filming or from showing it on TV to do some serious editing, because I think there was a lot of behind the scenes going on in real life that we don't know, like Denise like going berserk about it. And I think that is why the show right now is pretty boring, and they are pushing the Denise and Brandi drama to literally the end because they don't want to show it because it like did affect real life shit. So that is my thought. If you want to hold me to it, you can. If I'm right, that's crazy.
Okay. So we definitely, in the preview for next week, we're still at Kyle's party for
part of the episode. Seeing them like planning to go to Rome. Like that's it.
Well, but Brandi makes the comment about how she wants to be in a throuple with Denise and Aaron. And so we definitely are, I don't know exactly what they're going to show us in terms of the fallout of Denise and Brandi, but they're definitely going to set it up.
Yeah, but do you remember months ago, like they were showing, they showed everything. They haven't even shown a glimpse of it in the recent weeks.
But that makes, I don't know. I'm still enjoying this season. I'm liking the vibe. Yeah. Even if the drama hasn't necessarily like truly delivered yet, I'm still into it. And so I'm hopeful that they can ratchet things up. But what's weird, they are filming their reunion today.
I know, it's crazy.
Garcelle tweeted that they're filming it today. And just judging from the fact that they still have the Rome trip, which definitely doesn't start next week. There still have to be like 5 episodes minimum in the season. Right. Like minimum.
And they haven't seen it yet.
So yeah, I'm confused. I'm like, are these women getting a DVD of like half the season that they have to binge? Because usually they'll film the reunion with like two or three episodes left and they just give them the night before. But right. It's weird.
But I guess that's why I feel differently about the season, because I like it, but don't show us an entire season of something that's going to happen. And then it hasn't happened yet. So they have to like make it a different.
I know. I'm also, it's disappointing that they're having to do their reunion virtually, but obviously
of course, especially with their glam.
Oh my God. Dorit, I hope she can still turn it out, because you know she had something spectacular planned.
She will. Wait, also at this party, PK and Aaron's conversation, which I think should have been more of a bigger deal, I physically couldn't concentrate. I was like, I'm listening to the auction, I hear something, and I'm like, what are they saying? I can't understand.
I felt like we were like doing a Zoom call with a different planet when we were watching that conversation, because PK, honestly, okay, when PK first came on the show, he was such an unlikable character. You know, he seemed kind of gross and seedy and was too involved in Dorit's business and all of that. But I feel like he has adjusted so well and now has really figured out how to be just more fun on his own, but also how to be supportive of Dorit without getting involved so much. And I think he actually was giving Aaron some really good advice, and Aaron just clearly,
like, he was talking to a man to man.
Right. And I thought that he was making good points. And I mean, the analogy about when they get up in the tree, help them get down, don't help them climb further. Like, that was weird, but I feel like what he was saying was correct. And Aaron was totally just giving him like, Yeah, of course, yeah, okay, yeah. And it's like, you're not actually listening to any of this.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem like a guy's guy who can, like, sit and have a beer and play cards and, like, blah, blah, blah. I feel like he's always there on, like, some sort of weird alien mission.
Right, and when Denise was like, let's just try to keep it happy tonight, and he was like, I always keep it happy, and it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, you can tell when Garcelle was like, Denise and Aaron just got here, and everyone was like, what? And they were like, oh, cool. Oh, nice.
When Eileen was in the car with Lisa and Erica, and she goes, oh, you know Aaron, right? And Eileen goes, I do. And then the look on her face, oh my God. You can tell. So Aaron has been around the block in Hollywood. You know, he was married to Nicolette Sheridan. He definitely knows people. I feel like he's one of those people where a lot of people probably think he's very strange.
I don't know him personally, and I think that just from watching him on television.
Because we didn't really get that so much last season, but now it's so obvious. And I feel like there are probably so many people with a story about how Aaron said something to me at a party, and I was like, what just happened?
That's pretty accurate. Also, we forgot like a pretty iconic line from last night's episode. She really went for it, Rinna, when she was like, it's nice to see you, but you're an asshole on Twitter. Shut it down.
You know, I think that was pretty valid, and Camille really was not amused. And she, after Lisa left that conversation, Camille said that she's a nasty, mean girl when she was talking to Kimber. Is Kimber being paid by Camille? I don't understand.
I don't know. Like, it's weird.
But I thought, you know, Camille has been a mess on Twitter. Like, she has repeatedly come after these women and been petty and retweeted things and whatnot. And so I think being like, hey, nice to see you, but you're an asshole on Twitter, is really not that bad. And Camille,
I don't think it was bad. Yeah, I think it was nice that she didn't beat around the bush. She like literally walked right over to her and was like, I appreciated that conversation, and it didn't blow up. It didn't like, but then Rinna walked away and just Eileen was like, hello, hey.
I would say that's one of my biggest questions now for the rest of the season, is if Camille kind of sticks around, because they gave her a confessional last night and she was definitely involved in the episode. It wasn't like an Eileen or Adrian cameo at the party. She was having storyline. And so is Camille going to be like a friend for the rest of the season? We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like Camille Grammer's never, ever going anywhere away from this like franchise.
And I'm okay with it, honestly, at this point. Okay, let's...
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Let's quickly talk about Million Dollar Listing LA because I thought this was a really great episode. So we have still the Razor House that Altman and Flagg are listing together, except for now Josh Altman has a buyer that he represents who just happens to be Alicia Keys. And so we see the two Joshes kind of splitting down the middle because they can't represent, you know, Altman can't represent the buyer and the seller. So it's interesting that I thought that house was going to kind of be more of a continuing plot point. And now it seems like it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, we sold it to Alicia Keys.
Well, if it was a continuing plot point, that means that they're both not doing their job because they didn't sell the house. But I in the sense of them working together, I want that to continue. Like, I want them to have another house.
I feel like that dynamic has so much potential, and I hope we get to see it unfold more. But also, Frederick was not in this episode. I don't really have strong feelings about Frederick the way you do because I haven't watched a lot of Million Dollar Listing, mm-hmm. but I kind of assumed that after last week, he was just going to be fully on the show.
I think he's going to make like big appearances here and there. Right. That's how I think it's going to go down. But we also continue seeing Tracy with this fucking nightmare of a developer, Scott Gillen. And like, oh my God, I don't even know. And it's funny, Tracy told the viewers watching the show that everyone told her not to do this because this guy has a reputation and we literally see it in front of our eyes. Like I told Dylan, I've not to this extent, but I've worked with people like that who literally changed their mind before finishing a sentence. And when you're working with someone like this on this scale of money, it's not fun and it is exhausting. And I honestly think that Tracy is the perfect person for this because it's not even about backing down. Like Josh Altman clearly doesn't back down either, because he had mentioned he had this listing also and was like, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Well, he got fired. But Tracy is like, I'm going to continue doing it my way and you're going to watch. And it's like working for her, like so far. I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's sold. I honestly don't. I tried looking it up. I don't know.
I think Tracy is one of those people where she is a creative problem solver. And when she mm-hmm. puts her mind to something, she is willing to do kind of whatever it takes to figure out a way to make it happen. So now that she has this listing, and not just the one listing, but the whole portfolio, she's a woman on a mission and she is not going to let it slip away. And so I think she did a really great job.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's the kind of thing where you're watching it and you're like, this guy has to have OCD or some kind of actual, you know, like,
something it's an going issue. On.
But it's tough to watch, because normally you would expect someone who has been around for a while and is clearly good at what he does to kind of like figure out how to navigate that. And he just seems like really, really difficult to work with. But Tracy's a boss. She'll get it done.
Yeah. The issue with him really is that he actually doesn't care if it sells or not. That's the problem. Like most developers or whatever want to sell it and get rid of it, whatever. He literally made it clear that like he doesn't owe anything on the house. Like it's already been there for 2 years. Like he right. can sit on it. Like he is not changing the price at all. And I like kind of how Josh Altman could just like talk and joke around with him, because he's like, you're not my problem anymore. I'm making enough money on the side. Like I don't need to work with you anymore. But I liked how he showed that he's there to support Tracy, and maybe like Scott can like back off a little bit. But also, he saran wrapped the toilet. Like, you physically weren't allowed to go to the bathroom in the house. Like, it's just crazy.
I know. It's a little, there's being particular, and then there's being a nightmare. And he is clearly on the nightmare side of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. This season is fun. There was like one other house.
The pregnant girl, she was 8 months, 9 months pregnant. She's giving birth that week, and they were looking for like a 5-bedroom. She was the most calm pregnant woman I've ever seen in my life. They were like, yeah, they apparently are very successful. They run a weed distiller like company. And they own it. And they're looking for like a 5-bedroom. They want to have 4 kids. She's literally pregnant with her first, but they're planning like the house they want. They want a big backyard, blah, 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 blah. It's almost like when these people make lists of what they want in the house, it's like making a grocery list. It's not that simple. Like, I don't get it. They're like, I want a big yard, a guest house, 5 bedrooms, this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how do you just like find that? The houses are built already.
The house that they did end up going with was really beautiful, but definitely not like a kid-friendly house, I would say, but whatever.
They said it's not kid-friendly, but they were like, whatever, that's up to you. They can redo anything, but that house was very, very pretty. We also forgot to mention Tracy is now, she was like giving little like teasers, but in real life, she made it like Insta official with her new BF, who is hot. Trainer Eric Anderson, like, and I guess that's why she looks the way she does, because
you know she's got a new house,
in the gym or in the bedroom.
She's got a new man. She's up in the gym, just working on her fitness.
Yeah, like I don't know how. I know she's 44. I don't know how old he is, but he's not 44.
I love that you have like an encyclopedic knowledge of $1 million listing, and I'm just like, oh yeah, like this house is cool. You're like, I googled it. You're
well,
like,
I have knowledge
it,
like
sold
this.
After.
Yeah, I do know that type of stuff, but I know that information about like anything. I feel like you and I are both like not just Bravo. Like I know things about like everything. My friends in my group chat will text me, and I'm like, I knew that 2 days ago. Like you're not like informing me of the news. Like I know it all already.
Yes,
but thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so. We have to do our number one Bravo Labs of the week, and we have so many to choose from because there were approximately 50 people on Beverly Hills this week. I'm going to go with Camille, not because I am Camille's biggest fan, because I have complicated feelings about her, but because I'm excited that she is bringing a new line of drama to this season.
Okay. Mine is coming from Beverly Hills, and it is Kyle and Mauricio for hosting this party for children's cancer and all the money. They didn't say how much money was because we're still not done with the party, yeah. Actually. But I always love a good cause, and especially for the children. So I thought that was just epic. And her knowing that how much money they were going to be like getting from the people, Kris Jenner, that she was inviting. I'm like, oh my God.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Leave us a pretty little 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts if you feel so inclined. And we will be back tomorrow.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.